Neck was becoming more aware of his surroundings with each minute. He glanced up at the vid screen hanging above his bed, currently displaying a news show. Some things the report was covering seemed familiar, yet he did not remember them before his attack.
"Let me guess," he said to Asokeji. "You've been with me the whole time, at least as much as the doctors would let you. And you've been playing these on the odd chance that something might get through to me in my comatose state."
Asokeji nodded.
"Well, sir, the FX medical droid did suggest that exposure to visual stimuli might help you awaken sooner. As soon as I heard that, I obtained permission from the doctors to have it playing constantly. It seemed to help."
Neck nodded.
"I think there were some things that did get through. Well done."
He was still weak, and it was an effort to turn his head to look at Ermuth.
"How is Natasi holding up?"
His uncle's eyes grew sad.
"That's one of the things you need to know. But if I'm right, and I often am, your doctor should be here momentarily. They'll have been alerted to your new state."
He leaned forward, peering intently at his nephew.
"Now, Neck, I want you to trust your old uncle. You're awake, but you're mighty incoherent. Groggy. There might even be brain damage."
He was using his lawyer-to-client voice, and Neck knew better than to argue. A golden-furred Boffin and a Duros entered. They both beamed at Neck.
"Admiral," said the Boffin. "I'm Dr. Asai, and this is Dr. Javir. We came as soon as we were alerted to your condition. Welcome back."
Neck peered at them, then cast a helpless glance over at Ermuth, who looked somber.
"He's been awake for a few minutes, but I'm not sure how back he is."
Asai and Javir exchanged glances and frowned.
"Our instruments indicate that his brainwave function has returned to normal,"
Javir said, examining the holographic brain activity image hovering above the head of the bed. Neck fought back a sigh at how quickly doctors started referring to their patients in the third person. Instead, he concentrated on looking about confusedly.
"Could there be brain damage?"
asked Ermuth, giving an admirable impression of someone deeply worried.
"It's unlikely, given what we're seeing here," Javir replied, frowning at the readings.
"Now, I'm no doctor," said Ermuth, "but I do know one thing from all my years practicing law, and that is, while you may know a great deal about the brain, the mind remains largely a mystery."
Neck almost wanted to smile at the glare Dr. Javir shot his uncle. The Duros turned her attention to her patient.
"Do you know these people, Admiral Boitou?"
Neck blinked solemnly at her, but didn't reply.
"How about yourself? Do you remember who you are?"
He frowned, trying to look puzzled and agitated, but not too much so. The last thing any of them needed was for him to be sedated.
"This doesn't make sense," Javir muttered. "He should be recovered if exhausted, according to the data."
"We'll stay and keep trying to reach him," Ermuth said. "Friendly faces and all. I've got some old stories to tell that might jog his memory."